1888.
The Russians don't want to share what they have because they're afraid that that will enable us to learn how they obtain their intelligence and we'll use it against them in the future.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Congressman Pete King and others worried about the Olympics. February 6th, the Olympics start on NBC. And Sochi looks like a lot of fun, doesn't it? You start to hear all the little snippets in the stories, but boy, the concern over the security, I think, is understandable. So here we are kicking off another week filled with some sports because we have the Super Bowl on the other end next Sunday. We'll have our Nail the Score coming up on Tuesday. So on Tuesday, Nail the Score in our Tuesday into Wednesday, so really Wednesday morning, in our third hour, last two segments. It'll be our last Nail the Score of the football season, Denver and Seattle, so pretty obvious. One team or the other is going to win, and you tell us what you think the score will be. We're also talking about crazy weather. This next polar plunge is unbelievable. Chicago airports canceled hundreds of flights on Sunday. Cold, snowy, windy, the usual hands that they're dealt all summer long. So planes coming in and out of O'Hare, forget about it. Too dangerous, the conditions. And then that sets off a whole chain of events across the country because other flights are canceled and all that other stuff. So, you know, you think about this, and this cold snap has really wreaked havoc with travel. And the next brutal cold is going to grip part of the eastern two-thirds of the United States. Terrible temperatures, low, harsh temperatures. The polar plunge. It's aptly named. An Arctic polar plunge. And what does that feel like? It feels like 20 below zero. Grand Forks, North Dakota. It's going to probably bottom out, they say, at 30 below zero. 30 below zero. In Minnesota, they are canceling things right and left. They're laughing at other people who are saying, oh, 20 below, when it's going to feel like it's 40 below in Minnesota. Detroit, having problems with snow. They might set a January snow record. So it looks like more snow showers, squalls, all that kind of stuff from the Dakotas through the Northwest. Through the Northwest, you're going to see that. That's wild. Or through the Midwest, rather. Crazy. Frostbite is such a big concern. Because when you're talking about those temperatures, 50 below zero to 60 below zero, they call it the real field temps. And that's what it's ranging from. Right now, if you're listening to me, in Upper Michigan, in Wisconsin, in North Dakota, which I know we have a great band of listeners there, in Minnesota, you know exactly what I'm talking about. That's what it feels like. Boy, you'd hate for your car to break down in that kind of weather. I mean, what do you do? You try to stay in, that's what you do. That's why they're canceling so many things. School's the obvious cancellation because you can't have kids out in this waiting for a bus. Even dropping them off, you know, that whole idea of having them line up, forget about it. Can't line up. So as I said, on Wednesday morning, we're doing our next Nail the Score, the final one. The Super Bowl right now will be the coldest. But will there be any type of snow? Now, if the Super Bowl had been a week ago, oh, it would have been terrible. I mean, it's going to be definitely cold weather. This is the first outdoor cold weather Super Bowl. Because you got to think of Indianapolis as being in the dome. When the Super Bowl was there, It was in a dome. Since the mid-90s, they're trying to reduce what they call the carbon footprint left behind from the big game. So they have all kinds of things that they're doing. They're sponsoring recycling events. Here we go with the green. They collected tons of used computers, cell phones, and all kinds of technology. On game day, about 7 or 8 tons of food waste, they're going to actually compost at the stadium. Unused food donated to food pantries. Well, that makes sense, right? They're going to have tons of generators on site. They have to have generators. I think people are going to be freezing. But it's just a question of whether or not they're going to get a winter storm. Right now, the call is for 37 degrees and drizzly cold rain. But you know how quickly that can change. A snowstorm is not unusual this time of year. So a little bit of a risk. Imagine playing in the snow. It'll be the coldest, but will there be snow? And how about people coming in? What's that going to be like? If it's snowy, it's going to be a problem. I mean, they can clear it. They can get rid of it. They can take care of the piles of it for sure. Unless it's a blizzard and it's coming down a day before, it would be very tough to clear all that out. So let's see if the Super Bowl is played on the actual day. If it were to be played this week, it would be partly cloudy, if it had been on Sunday, 38 degrees. But we still got some time to go, because we're talking about next week. All right, so happy to be back here at the helm of America tonight. And this week, when we look ahead politically, we talk to our pals in Washington. We'll be talking a lot about the president's State of the Union address. And part of the reason for that is that one of the things he's going to address this time around is the situation with illegals in the country. And speaking at a mayor's conference, a big deal, on Friday, Homeland Security Secretary Johnson said that about 11 million people who are in the country illegally have earned the right to be citizens. Ooh, that's a prelude to that State of the Union and the president. Which, by the way, I still think it's more than 11 million. An exact quote I'm going to pluck from the speech. He said, an earned path to citizenship for those currently present in this country is a matter of, in my view, homeland security to encourage people to come out from out of the shadows. Now, this is one of his first public speeches since being confirmed as the Department of Homeland Security chief in December. And I think part of the reason for saying that is for coming things in the State of the Union address. Put it out there, to get it out there. What do you think? Out of the shadows, boom, you're in. 855-266-KATE. Meet you on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
Especially in the Midwest. In fact, that's where we're headed, Michigan, ground zero for some of this stuff. Tomas, how cold is it where you are?
Well, it's cold enough, let me tell you.
It's been yeah, cold is all relative.
Like, yeah, it's been snowing for like about 2 weeks up here in Western Michigan, I'm telling you. It's just like
wow.
Part of the air. It's like God had his dandruff, you know? I have a pile of snow, and I cannot see my mailbox now. It's way higher than the mailbox because, when the snow plow comes and just pushes everything back into where you just showed it up.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be a great invention. If somebody come over with an invention that, you know, takes care of that problem, you know, they'd make a lot of money, I know, in the northern part of the United States.
There you go.
Yeah. So So, you know, being a Jersey girl, what do you think the weather's going to be like over there on Super Bowl Sunday? Okay.
I'll tell you what, it's going to be in the 30s, maybe even, you know, 20s, upper 20s. But I think it's going to be cold. It's going to be cold and wet and not snowy, but you never know. I mean, right now, if the forecast doesn't call for snow, but that can change with a couple of things, as you know. If some weather pattern comes through, it can change. Right now, the forecast is for a little bit of drizzle and to be about 37 degrees game time.
Yeah, I'd rather play football in the snow than in the rain, you know?
I would,
rain,
too.
Especially, I mean, if it's in a sunny day and you know, it's not that cold, rain is, you know, muddy, that's cool. But when it's cold and rainy, man, you're just cold down to the bone then, because that water's just seeping in you. You know, snow doesn't make it as wet as rain, and that's going to affect the passing. I think that it's going to be an interesting game if it's slippery out there, because, you know, the running quarterbacks won't be able to scramble that much, and it's going to be a bruising game. But anyway,
I think it's going to be a bruising game, too.
I think that it's going to be a lot of black and blue on there.
Uh-huh.
I can't figure out what the Republicans stand for anymore, you know. I mean, they don't do anything on the, you know, they say like one word about pro-life. They go, I'm pro-life, and then that's it. They're not allowed to talk about it anymore because they'll get in trouble, you know. And they're all for homosexuality, and they're all down with that, you know. And immigration, well, they want to come up with their own little plan because they're not against that. And they had a chance to be against Obamacare, and they decided, nah, too much work, you know. And then, you know, I guess they could say they're against spending, except every time that ceiling comes up, they vote to take it higher. So I think that they're going back to the old days where, you know, one party would just wait until the people got tired of whatever party was in office, and then they'd say, man, it's time for a change, yeah. And then they just vote for the other party, you know, because really they don't stand for anything. I think they're just waiting for these young guys to, you know, get a little more experience, you know, like Justin Amash and all these, you know, young pretty faces. And
right.
Image. It's all about image now, you know, and then they're going to try and win the vote with image and promises, just like Democrats. And, yeah, you know, a couple more years we'll have the presidency again. And it's a shame because this country is really falling from where it used to be. And
well, when you say falling from where it's what it used to be, what do you mean? Where somebody had a value or they had an ideology and they stuck to it and they weren't trying to blow in the wind like the sugar cane, just bending in any direction?
No, I mean that Americans knew that the American way was the best way. And when we went to another country and we fought, we were fighting because we wanted to give them that freedom and that liberty and that independence that we had. You know, when we went to Japan, you know, we didn't let them continue with their Tojo ways. What we gave them American-style democracy. When we went to Germany and bled on their soil, you know, we didn't let them start up with another, you know, fascist regime. We gave them what? Democracy. Two of the most strongest countries on the face of the earth now, Japan and Germany. I mean, if it wasn't for Germany, Europe would be down the toilet.
No kidding.
Completely. You know,
that's true.
And Japan has kept Asia democratic. If it wasn't for Japan, China would have just run all over the place over there. And that's what I mean. You know, we don't have anyone teaching in the schools now, yeah, America is the best. We don't have, you know, any pride in America. You know, matter of fact, they're telling the athletes in Skokie now, watch out, don't wear your America stuff outside. Too much, because, you know, I mean, you know,
They're afraid something will happen. Yeah, that's what I was talking about in the beginning of this, Tomas. I was talking about, thanks for the call. I was talking about the fact that they're worried about, obviously, terrorism. And there is no 100% guarantee, but they're concerned that they can ensure the safety for the people that are going to those games in Sochi, Russia. But it's not looking good at this point. Hey, Dave, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing, Kate?
Good.
Sorry.
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, a couple of things, but the first thing I thought, I don't know if you've spoken about this. I've been off of, I haven't been speaking or listening to my digital friends lately. I've actually been talking to some actually genuine flesh and bone friends and relatives for a while. I thought I needed to get my head cleared out. But a couple of things I've noticed. One, that I just wondered how you'd feel about being a cop in, say, Indianapolis right now, any place in that state.
How would I feel about being a cop? Yes.
Yeah.
How would I feel? Yeah. Yeah. Not great. I have to be honest. Would you feel great about being in that situation?
Well, I mean, it's crazy, isn't it? Now we have citizens who are going to feel that they have the justification for shooting a policeman.
Right.
Now, they may have justification, but along with this sort of atmosphere, we've gone beyond protecting our house and our family with our guns. We're now getting to the point where we're extending our protection out to the street, and we now have the right not to turn around and go back to our house if we feel threatened. We can just pull out our guns and start shooting, at least in the state of Indiana. And I got to say,
You know what? And it shows what's going on. I mean, what is the balance between, think of the cops that have been shot, I want to say, gosh, months ago when they had problems. And it shows the bizarre balance between also what's happening with cost cutting measures, with safety, and now this idea. They even have a show. They've got, the whole show Cops, that documentary that follows police officers. And in Indianapolis, they do a version of it, Indianapolis Cop. And it's scary. Frankly, it is scary what's going on there. It's interesting that you brought that up because I haven't talked about that very much on the show. I've talked about it in other forms, but it is frightening.
I mean, there's no doubt that there are some corrupt policemen. I mean, it's just that we all know about that.
Yeah.
But somehow, this reminds me actually of a something else that happened years ago, Kate. And it was brought home in a movie I watched recently about the great bank robbers in the United Kingdom. They robbed the train of an enormous amount of money. And normally, no matter what, the sentences for robbery, without using guns, was generally no matter what you did, you weren't going to get about 10 or 12 years in prison. But because it was such an enormous amount of money, the government decided to make an issue of it, and they sent these guys to 30 years in prison. Sorry, is it time for a commercial?
Yeah, we're stepping. I like that. I like how you pause. We're stepping aside, Dave. I know what you're talking about, and it's frankly frightening, but that's part of the problem that we're facing in this country right now, and it goes at hopscotches from state to state. Hang with us. More to come on America Tonight.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
As far as jamming technology, we're not going to share that.
Why not?
Because it's very closely held. If you understood how we jammed, you could defeat it.
All right, from security in the United States, we leap to security back to what we started with here in this hour of America tonight. The Sochi Games and how safe the athletes will be over there. You heard Tomas say they were telling athletes not to wear anything that had the U.S. symbols on it, etc., for fear of what could happen, which, you know, of course, their coats, everything is designed that way, so it's very doubtful. But this is unprecedented. You heard General Dempsey there. And they're talking about what they can do, jamming any of the technology. You're facing a crazy uphill battle with this security threat here. And there are a lot of big concerns, and there should be. However, we go back to the same thing. What are you going to do? Not go to the games. I just recently saw a story where a couple of athletes told their parents not to come to the games because they were worried and they didn't want to have to worry about what was going on with their parents and were they roaming around? Were they going to be okay? Would there be somewhere where something could possibly happen? And I think this threat is the biggest threat we've ever seen. And they're building what they call the Ring of Steel around the Olympic area. They've got 100,000 Russian security types. Special forces, military, all of that. All the bells and whistles they could possibly think of. FBI agents looking for soft targets where you could possibly be hit. But how could you possibly say 100%? And the U.S. has those jamming devices that would stop weapons like IEDs from going off, that kind of thing. But Russia supposedly is not really psyched about that. They won't accept them. They're trying to say, we don't want it. We don't want your help. We don't want to cooperate. We're not cooperating with this. But should they cooperate? I saw little snippets from one of the Sunday shows, Meet the Press it was, and they were talking about the level of cooperation. But the level of cooperation is not good. And why do you think that is? The White House has a terrible relationship. The Obama has a non-existent relationship, really, with Putin. They've offered ships in case they had to have evacuation. They've got all these other plans in place. But let's see what happens. Let's hope nothing happens. And this is disconcerting, to say the least. Especially since a lot of what's happening with the Russians is, nah, 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 nah. We don't need that help. Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan in Texas. How are you?
Hello?
Hello.
I was listening to the radio. You come on my phone a lot quicker than you do the radio.
I don't know what that's about.
Okay. What's big and green and has four legs, and if it fell out of a tree, it could cripple you or maybe even kill you.
Big and gray.
No, big and green. Big and green.
Big and green.
Has four legs.
Mm-hmm.
If it fell out of a tree and landed on you, it could cripple you or kill you.
Cripple you. I don't know. Give a branch. I don't know what.
A pool table.
You're crazy. That's funny.
Hey, I stole that from Two and a Half Men. I mean, I think it's great. I've used it on all kinds of people. Listening.
Two and a Half Men. I love that. I stole it off a national television show. Thanks, Dan.
You're welcome. Okay. I'm looking forward to seeing the president deliver the Ruin of the Nation speech and listen to more of his lies. And then we can all go to sleep at night and sleep safe and comfortable because he'll have our back.
That is sarcasm.
You mean you don't believe the sincerity of my voice about our beloved leader?
I don't believe you.
Darn, perish the thought. I thought I was being forthright and very positive.
Yeah, right.
Very positive in my opinions of our beloved leader.
Oh, you.
Did you hear about the blimps that they're going to put up over the top of Washington to make sure that the Pentagon is safe?
And, no.
They're going to do that. But there's a little added thing. It's not illegal for them to equip them with spy technology where they can trace you on the road going in or out of Washington, or they could listen in on anything that you might be saying in or out of Washington, just traveling down the road on an open highway.
Wow. I don't like that. That's crazy. It's already way, the overreach is ridiculous
and
now.
And on this situation we have over there with the games, with that steel ring that they've got around for the protection of our Americans over there, I believe it's more like a rusty ring. I don't think it's going to work. I believe you're going to see a great deal of tragedy there. I hate to say it,
but it just has that feel. It does, yeah, and I hope you and I are both wrong. Nothing happens. Certainly, we don't want to see that.
I told Matt that Chevis Regal made good antifreeze, and he said he was going to go home and partake.
Yeah, he's worried. He's worried coming in. It was white knuckling it because when you can't see on the road, there is nothing worse than
guy.
You don't know what's coming
poor
at you.
Listen, yeah. I know you're busy, so I'm gonna let you go. But I love you, and I've been missing you.
All right, Dan. Well, we're back and we're hanging with you. Thanks so much. I like that joke. Pool table. And he says it comes from Two and a Half Men. Oh man, that is crazy, huh? All right, so here's the thing. I mentioned this, and I want to make sure I give you the payoff on this. A lot of things are happening in and out of Washington, without a doubt. This week is a big week because you have State of the Union that's coming up. It's going to be heavily weighted toward immigration. You know, all the things, this is what happens with these presidents. We've seen now, this is our third president who's a two-termer. This is when all of the issues, all the things they ran on, they are now come home to roost. And without a doubt, there will be a lot of conversation about immigration. There'll be a lot of conversation, of course, about the economy, jobs, all that kind of stuff. I think that's going to be the gist of it. That'll probably be the bulk of it. I mean, they're not really releasing every single thing that's going to be in the speech, although that's to come. But we are already getting a sneak preview of it. The details will be for these proposals that will include how do we fix our immigration dilemma. I mean, and this has been festering for so long. There were laws on the books not enforced, and now here we are standing, looking into that same abyss, decade after decade after decade. So Tuesday, a big day for 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Because the State of the Union, anyway, for any president, is always the moment to lay the groundwork for here's what's coming. Here's what's happening. And I think there's going to be a big standoff, not that this is anything new, with Congress. Because they're going to bulk on the proposals to push forward fixing immigration woes. In fact, the White House Press Secretary, Jay Carney, was one of the talking heads over the weekend, and he said it's going to be an action year, and that the president's signature health care law is a massive success, and that's one of the things economically he'll talk about. So you know that's got to be in there, because how many healthy people aren't part of these health exchanges? I would assume there's somewhere in there we're going to hear something about the young and the healthy and the future and all that kind of stuff. And the success of what's happening in the future. And the other thing is certainly going to be weighted toward what I mentioned, the other part of that, the monetary side of that. And then immigration and what citizenship should look like for the people who are in this country. And I do go back to this over and over again. What about the people who are waiting in line legally, who have paid big bucks, scraping together money to try to get the chance to legally come over to the United States? I mean, that list, my friends, is longer than Santa Claus's list. So we got two dueling things happening at one time. The people who came in illegally offering them the citizenship pathway. What about the other people who are in line, and how do you meld those two? How do you meld them? And I guarantee another thing we might hear a little bit about is probably going to be surveillance and cutting back maybe on some of the NSA surveillance techniques. I mean, that's just going to be a skim over, because Ed Snowden has made a mockery of the three dreaded letters, releasing all these secrets and all the things that are happening. So to me, the president talks about sweeping reform and a program and all of that, but doesn't really focus on it. Just scrapes on it a little bit. I mean, it's going to be the haves and the have-nots. It's going to be minimum wage. All that they can stuff in there is going to be, that's what a State of the Union usually is. But the broader strokes are going to be immigration, immigration, immigration. Hang with us. More to come on the flip side.
Hi, I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play with you. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter.
We know this is a dramatic event in people's lives. We were able to find our shooter. He was dropped off at the mall by a cab at about 10:15 on the upper level. These were homemade devices consisting of flash powder and household items.
Yeah, so the mall shooting once again happens over the weekend on Saturday. Picture this, folks, and thanks for hanging with us here as we swing into our final segment on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Imagine you're just stumbling out of bed, having that coffee, getting ready, doing the mall thing. Man, you got to knock out those errands. What happens? You're rattling around in the store below the skateboarding shop, which they're big, you know, they're big, and the equipment, so they've got all kinds of clothes and skateboards, and they're very, very popular because skateboarding is popular, and there's people in and out of the stores, parents with kids, older teenagers, that kind of stuff, and you're just tootling along in the mall, and all of a sudden, boom, boom, boom. And how sad is that? Here we go again. And it's unclear the motive. Just that they found a journal and the shooter was unhappy. just a general unhappiness, depressed, manic depressive, some other mental illness, who knows? Certainly not diagnosed as one. And most are saying, oh, no, no, this is a good guy. People that went to school with him, people who knew him. The shooter is a guy named Darian, or was a guy named Darian Aguilar. Shot two people to death and killed himself. So the big question mark hangs in the balance. 19 years old. He had no relationship that they know of yet with the victims. Could there be one? Either they still don't know, or they're not releasing that at this point. This was a mall near Baltimore. Shows up, comes up in a taxi, in and out of the store, goes into a dressing room, comes out with a shotgun, and fires at least half a dozen times. 6 to 9 shots, kills a 21-year-old girl, woman, and a 25-year-old before he turned the shotgun on himself. Ugh, terrible. So we've had a rough couple of weeks, without a doubt. He bought the 12-gauge shotgun in December. His journal, diary, whatever, had ramblings of somebody being unhappy, but not saying I'm going to go and just stalk someone or kill people or randomly kill people or any of that kind of stuff that we know of at this point. So once again, you have 911 calls, confusion, chaos, people running from other stores because they hear it, people in that store, which is a popular store, crouching, hiding, trying to figure out what to do. Was chaotic, another mall shooting. You just don't know what's going on. It's like somebody said afterwards, I happen to catch a little snippet of this. Well, you just hear gunshots, you start to run, because you just don't know. You just don't know. So this then brings up that conversation about guns, violence, a lot of people who are anti-gun certainly would rally around this. And I've said this, and I'll say it again. I've already said it during this show. I mean, how aren't there sacred places anymore? Schools, a shopping center, for goodness sake. A church, churches. Work, a workplace. It's just wrong. It's just wrong. But I still believe, when some people say, well, we should just, I've had this conversation just recently. Why do we have any guns? Let's just kill the guns. Let's just be like England. Is that the solution to this? Uh-uh. Because there's other ways. Trust me, it's happening in other countries and we see it. But these shootings are very unnerving. And especially the tragedy of the younger people being shot and killed. I mean, what has to be done here? What can be done here? We keep talking about mental health, mental health, mental health, seeing red flags. We've had so many people on America Tonight talking about that, but I don't see how you would know from what I've read about this story that there is anything wrong here. They're looking at computers. They looked at, you know, that journal, but there wasn't anything specific in the journal. So was this a random deal? Was there some relationship here? They don't think so. They don't think that there was a relationship here. But it's brutal. I mean, it's just brutal. And now you could go to the other end of the spectrum and talking about concealed and carry. What if you're in a situation and you don't like guns, but you don't really think that guns should be removed? You believe that that would be wrong because then you're taking away a right. And you live in a state where concealed and carry exists. And somebody saves your life. We don't always hear about those stories, but there are tons of those stories out there. I mean, there's got to be some balance here. There has to be more real conversation about what's happening in our suburbs. And if we're talking about looking for red flags, how do you really think that's possible? How do you really think you can realistically see it, know it, stop it? Be great if you could. But I think it's really, really difficult to say, well, let me raise my hand. I have an idea. I think we can do this. So they're going to go through more of that computer to try to come up with the reasons, because there was no note that we know of. And let me ask you this question. I mean, honestly, if somebody gave you a free cruise, would you go on the cruise? I mean, I know that there's so many boats that go out. But here we go again with a gastro outbreak where people are throwing up. People have diarrhea on the boat. It's a bad situation. Now it's up to like 600 people that got sick. Crew members. Oh, that'd be the worst. You're floating on this barge of food and music and drinks and you're sick as a dog. Oh, be the worst. So, of course, they're going to get, they dock the people, they get them off the boat. Then they go to that thing where they say to you, oh, geez, we're so sorry. We'll refund the money for the cruise. And we'll help you with a future cruise. We'll give you a discount on a future cruise. Now, I don't know for sure that that's what they did here, Explorer of the Seas. They left January 1st from New Jersey, and they were in the Caribbean. So they returned on Wednesday, and they said they're looking at sanitation, the big sanitation program, in every single nook and cranny of that ship to make sure that any traces of any illness are gone. But I would say I would be hard-pressed to want to jump on a cruise ship at this point. I mean, you just want to get off the ship. I think that's what happens. If you get that sick, you just want to get off the ship. That's it. Because you think you have food poisoning, you don't know what you think, but you're floating around. And, you know, people talk about loving the cruise ship thing, loving the buffets, loving all the things that, you know, what cruising's about. But, man, I don't know. I don't get it. It seems so unsanitary to me. And, like, the second you turn one corner of the ship, you know, you whip around the ship, something else is going to confront you. But I've never been on one. I only know the things that I've heard, and I've known people that have gone on them. And it's kind of a 50-50 proposition. They either love it or they think they're just on a floating barge with the possibility of some outbreak, some problem, and they feel it. And you pay for that privilege to be there. Come on. I think it's so much better. Fly to your destination, grab your towel and your kids, and go to the pool and enjoy that vacation with that hard-earned money versus getting on Explorer of the Seas or some other cruise ship where you're playing Russian roulette. Any thoughts on the show, send them to me, americatonight.net.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.